What is philosophy? 1. The origin of philosophy. Nowadays, in the scientific era, some people question the usefulness of philosophy. In order to find out if it's still relevant, we need to analyze the questions put forward by the first philosophers. This allows us to distinguish between philosophy as a way of thinking and philosophy as a discipline. Philosophy as a way of thinking is a human way of interacting with the world. It involves asking questions about the world around us in order to find meaning. This way of thinking, asking questions about the world, is deeply rooted in humans and has always existed. However, its existence doesn't give rise to philosophy as a discipline. Philosophy as a discipline has a historical origin in the Greek colonies of Asia Minor during the 6th century BC. One of these colonies was Miletus, where Thales was born. Thales is considered to be one of the first philosophers. He used observation and reasoning to offer an explanation of the existence of natural things and phenomena. In Thales' thought, we can already begin to find some of the fundamental features of philosophy. They are: it begins with a recognition of ignorance. It's a theoretical type of knowledge that aims to transform reality. It's universal. It aims to answer all questions. It uses reason as an instrument of knowledge. It's a type of knowledge that doesn't stop until it gets to the root of the problem. 2. Myth, magic, and philosophy. Before philosophy and science, our ancestors used myth and magic to answer questions about reality using imagination and fantasy. A myth is a story that explains the origin of a particular reality. This reality can be social, such as a wedding celebration or electing political leaders. A physical phenomenon, such as a storm or the change of seasons occurring during the year. The universe as a whole, how it originated or when it will disappear. These stories adopt an intellectual attitude with the following characteristics. An essential role is assigned to the gods and links natural phenomena to their wishes. The belief that divine will can be changed through rites in honor of the corresponding god. Destiny is understood as a cosmic force. This force imposes events that cannot be understood by human beings. This way of thinking meant that magic and rites were the most reasonable ways to explain all the inexplicable aspects of life and nature. Imagination and reason. Imagination and reason are cognitive faculties that are exclusive to humans. We use reason to think reflectively and use language as a means of expression. However, not all thoughts can be considered to be rational. Sometimes we think in an irrational way.